Petersburg's plan to form a borough is drawing opposition from several surrounding communities. While Juno, Cake, and Kuprianov say they don't oppose a Petersburg borough, they are concerned about its boundaries. Petersburg is on Mitkoff Island, where the Wrangell Narrows meet Frederick Sound. Its proposed borough would be about 4,374 square miles, both land and water. The new Petersburg boundaries would stretch into an area previously identified for annexation to the city and borough of Juneau. All the territory from the southern boundary of the CBJ and east to the Canadian border. It includes the Tracy Arm, Ford's Terror Wilderness, Endicott Arm, as well as Holcomb, Windham, and Hobart Bays. 30,000 acres at Hobart Bay are owned by Gold Belt, Juneau's native corporation. Mayor Bruce Botello says Juneau has never filed to annex the area in deference to Gold Belt, which previously opposed putting its Hobart Bay land in a borough. In 2007, Juneau made the decision to
withhold trying to move in that direction unless there was some triggering action. One of those that was contemplated was the possibility that another community would start the process of annexation or incorporation of those lands.
Gold Belt Corporation says it's currently neutral with regard to which borough, if any, should encompass Hobart Bay. In a letter to both Botello and Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer, Gold Belt Operations Vice President Derek Duncan says the board will decide its borough preference over the next couple of months. Dwyer says Petersburg's new boundary line would be about the center of Hobart Bay and adjacent to Juneau's boundary.
They're traditionally used by fishermen and others from Petersburg, and we've justified the boundaries because of past use. We expect there'll be development in those areas that we've delineated.
Over the next few weeks, Juneau will have to answer whether Petersburg's petition to include those areas in a borough is the trigger for Juneau annexation. Juneau Assemblymember Peter Freer believes it is. Over the last decade, several southeast communities have expanded their boundaries. Ketchikan through annexation, Wrangell and Skagway have incorporated, and a number of other communities are examining new boundaries.
It is in our interests, I think, to act and define that area that we believe would ultimately or should ultimately be a part of our borough.
Meanwhile, both the City of Cake and the Organized Village of Cake plan to protest the Petersburg borough. The small first-class city of about 560 is on the northwest coast of Kuprianov Island. The new borough would encompass a large part of the island, which Cake says are ancestral lands. John Janik is Cake City Administrator.
They're taking up what appears to be a little over half of the island, if not more. And the land they're trying to encompass actually is historically some native cultural land.
On the northeast shore of Kuprianov Island, the tiny second-class city of Kuprianov, population about 30, is also opposed. But Wrangell, which became a borough in 2008, says it doesn't have any major issues with the proposed Petersburg borough boundaries. The Juneau Assembly will take up the issue again later this month.